Oh, hello.
Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. Can I just say that song was sick? That really did bring back some childhood memories.
Were you a big Pokemon child?
I still am a Pokemon child.
Yep. I feel like it never really leaves you, does it?
Oh, no, I still buy all the new games and play them. Like, I wasn't joking.
Oh, this doesn't, awesome. This doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, I'm a bit, you know, it's my one nerdy thing, apart from TV and Pokemon and all the other nerdy things as well.
Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Good. I'm just sitting at my desk, ready for a big day of work and chatting to you guys.
Excellent. Well, what TV show have you brought us this morning?
So we're talking about Truth Seekers, which is a new Amazon Prime Video original show that came out on October 30th, I believe, right before Halloween. And basically it's like a horror, comedy, spooky ghost show where we have Nick Frost, who you'll all know from Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, and he's playing a Wi-Fi repair guy.
Okay.
Who also dabbles in ghost hunting, and he has a YouTube channel called Truth Seekers. And he goes on wacky zany adventures with his new protege, who is played by Samson Kao, who I really enjoy. His character's name is Elton John.
What? Coincidentally, or is he meant to
coincidentally,
be?
Coincidentally, yeah.
Right. Oh, that's so unfortunate. Well, not unfortunate. A bit unfortunate.
Well, it's not real, Kirst.
Poor old Elton.
Yeah, I know. I get sucked in so easily.
Yeah, you're already on board.
You're just thinking about him being teased at school, and you're like, oh no, that poor child that is a fictional character in a TV show.
Sorry.
Yeah, and so basically they start discovering lots of spooky happenings, and basically there are ghosts that are stopping the Wi-Fi signal of the 6G network from going out there. And it's kind of Nick Frost's job to, like, let the spirits go and stuff. It's a very, like, Monster of the Week, Scooby-Doo style format.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I loved Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, everyone loves Scooby-Doo. Mm. And they go to new locations around Britain and kind of, like, solve mysteries. And obviously it also has Simon Pegg in it.
Classic collaboration there.
Yeah, so of course I was like, I've got to check this out because Hot Fuzz is probably like one of my most watched movies. I don't know why, but it's just like
it holds a special place for me as well. I often watch it when I'm hungover, weirdly.
Yeah, no, it's
kind of a brutal movie to watch hungover.
I don't know, there's something about it that just kind of gives you comfort, isn't there?
I can't really do anything with too much gore in it if I'm feeling a bit fragile, but even if it's comedy gore.
I think the thing about this, though, is I think Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, their wheelhouse, because they also helped write the show, their wheelhouse is definitely film, because I don't think their style of comedy actually translates very well into this TV show.
Okay.
So I've watched 6 episodes now, and I'm still not on board, and it's only 8, so I'm kind of like, is this actually going to pick up, or is this just...
Have we missed the mark?
Yeah, I don't know, because it isn't that funny, which is really frustrating because Nick Frost and Simon Pegg are so funny as people, and like usually everything they turn out is comedy gold. And while the horror elements of this are actually quite spooky, like there is a whole mystery that they're unpacking around like a demon worshipping cult and all this kind of stuff, and there's a mystery about this girl they find named Astrid who keeps seeing ghosts, and we're trying to figure out her mystery and stuff, but there's no real like, I'm not sold and I don't really care, and
okay.
I was going to ask, are you invested in the mysteries? Like, are you wanting to know what the outcome is going to be?
Not really, because they don't play with enough tension throughout the show.
That's a shame.
It tries to straddle too hard across horror and comedy that, like, I don't think it hits the mark on either, which is really frustrating because I really wanted to like this foray into TV by these two. But I think I have a feeling like this might have been a film script that then Amazon bought and was like, hey, maybe let's do a TV show. And then they tried to turn it into a TV show and it just doesn't really hit the mark, because Simon Pegg is only in it like as like cameos at like the beginning of the episodes and stuff. He kind of plays the Charlie to the crew's Charlie Angels.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But yeah, I'm struggling to find like joy in this show.
That's such a shame. High hopes for this.
I know, and you're like, the jokes, they are kind of just there, like they don't really like land too much. Even the supporting cast, like, they've got all the funny jokes, but they don't really even deliver them with enough, like...
Right.
I feel like the timing's off, maybe, or the pacing, or something's just, like, odd with this. And I really want it to be, like, great, but it's just not.
Maybe,
it's so disappointing.
Maybe, you know, maybe we'll get some kind of like resolution in those last two episodes. You can still hope. You can still hope, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is there are some shows that are designed to be binged, and this obviously all came out in one go. And maybe this is a show that once you watch it all, because they're only half-hour episodes, so that'll be a four-hour watch. Maybe once the first season's done, it's like, oh my god, okay, I need to know more. You know?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a shame. So this weekend, if you're staying in, don't watch Truth Seekers. Watch Hot Fuzz instead.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to watch it, text into BFM and tell us like what you thought of it. Because yeah. I'd love to have some challenges and say, like, this is actually great. Like, there are some really good, like, Rotten Tomatoes reviews. And I think it's got, like, a 7.2 on IMDb. So, okay. Like, there is a fan base out there for it. Mm. But I just think it's quite middle of the road, you know?
Are there any Cornetto jokes in this so far?
Not that I've seen, no.
Okay, we'll keep
disappointing.
Two episodes left. So.
Two episodes left, it could all happen.
Oh,
that,
well.
I remember being a kid and watching Nick Frost's Simon Pegg movies and having that moment where you're like, oh, they're using the same gags on purpose. Like, it's funny like that.
It's a trilogy.
It's a real penny drop moment for me as a film-watching child.
Okay, one question before we wrap this one up. Rank the three Cornetto films in order of favouritism.
Oh no, you put me on the spot here. I'm actually going to have to think about this.
What are yours, Sam?
I think it goes At World's End, or whatever it's called, is the third.
Yeah.
Then Shaun of the Dead, then Hot Fuzz.
I would put Shaun of the Dead maybe above Hot Fuzz.
That's your number one?
Possibly because I've watched Hot Fuzz...
Too many times.
One too many times, yeah. So maybe I'll watch Shaun of the Dead this weekend. It is a great film.
My friend was telling me that they watched Shaun of the Dead over lockdown and it felt a little bit too real. So they... We're like, maybe I'm not going to do that again for a while.
Oh, no. I think because I like slasher films, so I think that kind of plays into my, like, little niche.
Okay.
Like, slasher over zombie for me.
Thank you very much for that, Sam. We've had spicy text in about Scooby-Doo. This person says, I don't like Scooby-Doo. The animation's poor, and the villain is the only new character to appear on the episode. So, poor old Scooby-Doo.
I want to challenge that viewer to watch the two live-action Scooby-Doo movies and say it was not perfect casting and a great fun time. And then to go back and read the original script for the first Scooby-Doo movie and realise that it was meant to be a lot more off-the-wall and teenage comedy than it actually got to be because it was rewritten by the studio and I want to see that movie.
Oh, hot
Sam,
take, Sam.
That is a very hot take. Hey, have a lovely weekend and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. Miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
On